excited. They want to come back next year.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Look at chapter 3. So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it best to be left by ourselves in Athens. We sent Timothy, who is your brother, who is our brother and God's fellow worker, in spreading the gospel to strengthen and encourage you in your faith, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials. You know quite well that we were destined for them. In fact, when we were with you, we kept telling you that we would be persecuted, and it turned out that way, as you well know. For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless. In that little statement, I find the reason God wants me here every time. In that little message, I find my purpose. In that little message, you find your purpose. It is to strengthen and encourage. Because all of us are going to go through some tough times. Okay? All of us are going to go through some tough times. Some of the tough times are going to be because we made bad decisions. Now, stop a second. There's going to be tough times. Satan is going to work on us, but we can't blame Satan. And we can't blame anybody else. The reason some of us have such difficulty right now is because we made some bad decisions. Anybody want to agree with that? I'm one of them. How about you? I'll wait for your hand. So let's go ahead and get it understood. Are there tough times coming? So I can't blame it on anybody else. I can't say, well, my mama did this, or my daddy did this, or my... I can't blame it on God. I don't want to even blame it on the devil. I messed up. I take responsibility for that, and I say, I'm going to do what I can to get that mess cleaned up in my life. Now, is it going to happen? Is it going to be cleaned up by Thursday? No. You got to stay at it. You have to keep at it day after day after day. Don't you? It's not going to be easy, is it?
No way.
How many years do you spend getting things in a mess?
I'm still... spend getting in a mess?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me see. Started when I was about 12.
Yep.
Still.
And how old are you?
28. Yeah.
16 years. Is it going to clean up in 16 years?
Maybe.
No. Now, can it be forgiven in a moment? You bet. And we need to talk about that. Get that settled. Get that fixed. Okay? But once that forgiveness comes, then you come to the hard work of rebuilding your life, right? Right? How long is that going to take? I'll give you a hint. The rest of your life. So let's prepare. We're going through troubles.
Well, I thought when I became a Christian, there wouldn't be any trouble.
I don't know who lied to you. Somebody lied to you. That's not the truth. In fact, it may be tougher. Because now you're going to be resisting some things. Now you're going to be trying to do better in some things. But now sometimes trouble comes and it's not your fault. Sometimes it just happens because you live in a world that's full of freaks. Well, you're in here, aren't you? Right? Yeah. You got a world full of people just like us who are making a mess of their stuff. So what do you think? Is it not going to splatter on us sometimes? Yeah, and we get all indignant. Well, I can't believe that happened to me. Are you kidding? You did the very same thing to some other people. Yeah, it was said in here. It was said in here, and I still remember the day, and I laughed. I laughed out loud when he said it. Somebody, and I won't use a name, but somebody got a TV stolen from them. And I said, how'd that make you feel? And he said, well, I thought about all those other people I'd broke into their homes and stole their TV. Yeah. What do you do, folks? What do you do? You find some place where you can be strengthened and encouraged. Now, underline those two words because that's our purpose. That's our purpose, is to strengthen and encourage each other. That is our purpose. I think God wants every one of us to take the same kind of responsibility for strengthening and encouraging each other that I do, or our leaders do. We expect, you know, when I expect to see Rex, I expect Rex to encourage me, and I'm talking about that Rex, not this Rex. I expect Rex to strengthen and encourage me because he's a leader in this church. All right. But guess what? You're sitting here too. You eating donuts here? More than twice, that's settled. You're done. You have a purpose here, and your purpose is to strengthen and encourage. Now, tell me how you do that. Now, but before you get all theological on me, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell me somebody that strengthened and encouraged you. Tell me what somebody did to encourage you. Tell me one thing that somebody did to encourage you.
They made me believe that I'm a better person.
Who?
Julie.
Told you.
Every time I hear Rick or Zimri talk, it encourages me.
All right. What did they do to encourage you?
They show their care for me.
They show their care for you. They give you a ride. That's one way. Tell me something somebody did to encourage you.
Kim, she keeps bringing me back.
Kim bringing you back, all right? You don't have to sit by her. You want to sit by somebody nice, I'm right up here. Okay.
Lacey, anytime she says, hi, how have you been?
All right, she's wanting to care, shows her concern for you.
When I walk in here, James, Aaron, Linda Spears, is here, and Owen, they're always John. And
what do they do?
They always just come and say, hi, how are you doing? And it makes me feel welcome, makes me feel like somebody.
Just making you feel welcome can encourage you and strengthen you, all right? Now, that's hang on. Sorry. Hang on. If they did that for you, can you do that for someone else? Because isn't that the point? That is your purpose. You didn't come just to say, gimme, 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 gimme. No. Church is not about just... No. Church is meant to be a place where you come and have a purpose. And what is your purpose? To strengthen and encourage. So when you show up here after you get your donut, after you've trampled people to get your donut, what you do is you I'm going to help them. I'm going to strengthen them. I'm going to encourage them. And it might just be saying hi to them. It might be just making them feel welcome. It might be going up to them and asking them, what is your name? How are you? Glad you're here. It could be just that simple. It could be giving somebody a ride. It could be reading a passage. I thought about you and I read this verse and I thought this would help. It could be a jillion different things, but that's our purpose, right? Church is not just about praising the Lord. Church is about loving each other, and God is praised by that. That make sense? Church is not just about knowing what not to do, what to do, and what not to do. You can't dance, cuss, drink, smoke, spit, chew, go with those rules. What to do? Well, okay, we got all those rules down, but what are we going to do for each other, right? It's about loving each other. All right, that's our purpose. Now, last thing, and I'll hush, believe it or not. I want you to start in verse 10. He is going to give us a prayer. He's going to give us a prayer to pray. All right? And we're going to make a list of this prayer. And Rex, I'm going to ask you, when we tie the knot after we tie the knot, if you'll pray this prayer for us. Okay? And you don't have to remember all the words, but I'll leave them up here just in case you want them. All right? What's the prayer list? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again. Now, folks, I'll be honest, I don't pray this prayer. I'm a big assumption, and I shouldn't have. I don't pray this prayer and pray. I don't pray that I'll see you again. I just assume I will. I'll see you Wednesday. I tell you, I'll see you guys Wednesday. I'll see you Sunday. How many people have we had sit here before, and either because of illness or death, or their faith grow cold, or some tragedy steal their faith in God, and we don't see them again? So when I pray for you, I'm going to start praying that I'll see you again. Because what would it be like if I don't... What would it be like if you don't come back? somebody will be missing. Something will be missing because you'll be missing. So I'm going to pray that I see you again. Number two, and that we may supply what is lacking in your faith. Lacking in your faith. Now, does that mean I want to pray that I can supply what's lacking in your faith? Does that mean? No, it's my honest. Is there something lacking in your faith? Is there something lacking in your faith? Yes. How do I know?
We're not dead yet.
Because we're not dead yet. We're not in heaven yet. So there's something lacking in our faith. So we pray that we can supply what is lacking in your faith. That's what church is supposed to be. A place where you get what you need for your faith. Keep reading. And now may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase. Your love increase. Look at this. Love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. And then number four, may He strengthen. There's that word again. Strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy. Blameless and holy. Where? In the presence of our God and Father, when our Lord Jesus comes with all His holy ones. I'm going to add the last thing that was implied in that last statement. That we'll be ready when Jesus comes. Now, okay, this is Paul's prayer list for his church. This is my prayer list for this church. And to be truthful, since God had it written down in the Bible, it's God's prayer list for every one of His churches. And so I want to start praying this prayer for us. I want to see you again. I want to see you again. I want to supply what is lacking to your faith. I want our love to increase for our brothers and for everyone else. I want us to be strengthened, our hearts to be strengthened, so we'll be blameless and holy in His presence. And then I want us all to be ready. Ready for when Jesus comes. All right? And I'm going to ask Rex, when we tie the knot today, we're going to pray that prayer. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're about to eat this supper. We're going to eat a piece of unleavened bread. Take a drink of fruit of the vine, of grape juice. And we've been taught, we've been instructed by God. He said to do that, just like Jesus told His disciples, do it and remember Me. So that's what we want to do. We want to remember what Jesus did for us. Now folks, I'm going to put it in these words today. Eating that bread and drinking that cup today is a way for us to remember how much He loves us. It's His way of showing us, I told you I loved you. I told you I love you to death, is what He's saying. So while we eat this bread, while we drink this cup, let's keep thinking about how much He loved us. You think about how much He loved you, I think about how much He loved me. And then if He loves me that way, don't you think it makes sense then that you would love me that way? And if He loved you that way, don't you think it would make sense that I would learn to love you that way? That's where it's supposed to be, right? All right.